AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The suspect in the shooting death in New York of UnitedHealthcare's CEO shouted at reporters as he entered court in Pennsylvania.
Deputies struggled with Luigi Nicholas Mangione and pushed him inside the courthouse for a brief hearing. Mangione's defense lawyer, Thomas Dickey, told the court that he wouldn't waive extradition to New York, but instead wanted a hearing on the issue. He has 14 days to challenge detention. Mangione was arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after a McDonald's customer recognized him and notified an employee. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Leading up to finals at Pepperdine University, students had to evacuate in Malibu, California because of a wildfire. Abigail Ballhatton is a junior.
It just felt like super apocalyptic. Oh, yeah, like the whole sky was red. You're trying to dodge like embers. And then you have like armies like running to each other, like screaming at each other, like, where is everyone? Like, we have to get everyone out.
The wildfire is still burning in Southern California, but the evacuation order has been lifted at Pepperdine. Eager to preserve President-elect Donald Trump's hush money conviction, even as he returns to office, prosecutors in New York are suggesting various ways forward, including one based on how some courts handle criminal cases when a defendant dies. A Trump spokesperson calls the ideas pathetic. General Motors says it will retreat from the robo-taxi business and stop funding its money-losing Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Unit. Instead, GM will focus on development of partially automated driver assist systems like Super Cruise, which allows drivers to take their hands off the steering wheel. Israel says it has bombed more than 350 military sites in Syria during the previous 48 hours. No momentum on Wall Street today. Stocks finished lower. The Dow down 154 points. This is AP News. A swatting crime leads to a death in Georgia.
Rome, Georgia police say a motorist was killed in a car accident as police responded to a bomb threat at the Georgia home of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. A police officer on the local bomb squad was traveling to the scene when he collided with another car on Monday. The email threat, which warned of a pipe bomb in Greene's mailbox and referenced Palestine, was sent to the assistant police chief. Greene says the source of the email was traced to a Russian internet address. It was the latest instance of a crime known as swatting, in which false threats are made to draw first responders to her home. Greene says it's happened to her at least 9 times. I'm Shelley Adler.
A federal judge temporarily stopped a proposed merger between supermarket giants Kroger and Albertsons. It could scuttle the deal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.